I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative.
Like the country at large, New England states are taking a patchwork approach to reopening during the pandemic. Rhode Island just entered phase 3 on Tuesday, but most of the other states are still in phase 2. This means people can now go inside a restaurant to eat, more stores are open, and in a lot of places, they can go to the gym. But don't be fooled. Reopening does not mean the pandemic is over. Our first guest is an infectious disease expert, and he's here to talk with us about steps we can take to try to avoid coronavirus during reopening. Keith Grant is Senior System Director of Infection Prevention at Hartford Healthcare Group in Connecticut. Keith, welcome to Next.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So as an infection disease expert, you've recommended that people stay within a bubble. Briefly, can you just describe what that means?
Absolutely. So by this bubble, what I mean is you have complete control of your environment, how you sterilize your environment. So for example, in my household, I'm the person who is at highest risk to bring something in. So whenever I get into my household, there are certain practices I know I absolutely must do. And the minute I shift that and I get out of that household, I have less control over it. And that's exactly what I mean.
So at least at the time of this interview right now, infection rates and hospitalizations are dropping in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. And there was a slight increase in Maine and Vermont recently, but their cases are now dropping again, too. Does it make sense to you for people to feel more relaxed about social distancing at least a bit?
I think, you know, an important piece of this is the fact that we are indeed social beings. There's so much benefits mentally, especially. So do I believe that it's good for people to be out and socializing? I absolutely believe it's essential. It's very good. But doing so safely will ensure that we don't have an uptick per se from this decision.
Okay, so question for you. Would you personally go to a gym or eat in a restaurant indoors right now?
So eat in a restaurant, the states have advised implementation of certain policies within the restaurant that should keep people separated and keep people safe. And so with that being said, I think if I go in a restaurant, I would be aware of your surrounding and ensure that these practices are in place, ensure that the tables are 6 feet apart at least. Would I go to a gym? Gym is slightly more challenging for a number of reasons. It's very difficult to be masked and working out. And the increase in respiratory rate during workout, especially cardio, can actually increase the aerosolization of these particles. That within itself might be more challenging. The responsibility has to be on the patrons that are participating in the workout to ensure that they're putting practices in place to keep themselves safe.
One of the things I've noticed lately is that the debate over wearing masks has heated up. And some people are not wearing masks. How do you convince a mask-wearing skeptic that it's the right call?
So two things. So mask-wearing and hand hygiene. It's the two easiest process in this entire arsenal of what we can do to prevent the spread of the disease process. There's significant research to support this. Now, with the country that we're in and the rights that people enjoy in the U.S., people do have the right to say, you know, this is not something I want to do. And this is not something, even as far as it's not something I believe we should do. I don't agree with that. From an epidemiological and purely clinical perspective, and out of the concern for the general population, whoever has that debate with me might have the same debate about seatbelts. And the research about seatbelts and how much lives it saves, and helmet when you're riding a motorcycle, and how much life that saved as well. It's hard to debate that.
Now, there's definitely a waiting period between reopening and knowing if we've done it safely, even though, as I've mentioned, cases have been going down in most New England states. Do we know yet if reopening has been successful? And if not, when will we know?
We have to look at what the aim of reopening was, right? So if the aim of reopening was to get people back together, socializing, and to put an ease on the increase in what we saw, mental health conditions and psychotic incidents, then I think it's been successful. But we have to keep in mind that the reason why we're having any form of discussion is the fact that it was a pandemic that at some point, even in our healthcare system, we had upward of over 400 positive patients. And we've seen within the state of Connecticut over 4,000 deaths. That virus is still out there. So I think over the next month, we'll have an idea of over the phases. So has it been successful? I say partially it has been, and I'm talking about phase two. But phase one, I think it has been successful in multiple areas. It's increased the potential for people to socialize. And we haven't seen an increase in number from an epidemiological perspective. We've done a very collaborative, very unselfish approach up until this point. We just need to keep that momentum going.
That was Keith Grant, a senior system director for infection prevention and an advanced practice registered nurse at Hartford Healthcare Group in Connecticut. Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.